It's just a lovely little garden that we run an after-school gardening club, so the children of all ages come after school, usually on a Tuesday, and we grow vegetables, we grow flowers from seed, we make hanging baskets, which we sell to give us our own income so that we're not reliant on begging from the PTA for compost and things, so we're self-reliant. We have chickens in a big enclosure. Thank God the chickens had come to me for the summer holidays, because goodness knows what they'd have done. If they'd let them out, the fox would have eaten them. Whoever it was had just come in and tipped all the pots out. They'd ripped all the vegetables up that the children had grown. The greenhouse wasn't in a great state. We'd lost a couple of windows, but they'd tried to pop out some more of the Perspex windows. All the ceramic pots had been smashed. The bird table had been kicked over. Just generally, just mindless vandalism. Thick with compost all over the floor. It's awful. It's such a mess, we can't really see what's what. We're having a clean-up day after the bank holiday, because I can't have the children come back to school and see it like it is. And I suppose at that point, we'll see what's actually broken, what's missing, what we need to replace. I mean, the bird table is probably broken. This compost, we've got no compost left, it's everywhere. Pots, I don't know whether all our gardening equipment is there. Not only did the little garden club suffer, but the children last year, the children that have actually left, they worked with Singleton Eco Centre to make a bug hotel at the bottom of the grounds, and that's been smashed to pieces. So we've lost all of that. It's difficult to really put a price on it. But it is priceless when you realise how the children work on these things. They love growing things. And it's, I mean, they'll be absolutely beside themselves if they see it.